For my future, I didn't know it, but I realized that I had an advantage against other people. At the beginning, it was hard.
Be like Jesus. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Si estás en el paro y buscas un curso de inglés intensivo que se adapte a tu bolsillo, entra en inglesparadesempleados.com. Próxima convocatoria del 26 al 30 de noviembre. Entra en inglesparadesempleados.com. Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Drive Time Show for Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's the second day of the week, and we're live today on Facebook with a very special guest. Jacobo Naya is with us from the band La Moda. Jacobo, welcome.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
It's a great pleasure having you here today with us, Jacobo. We're going to learn a little bit about your band, The Marvelous Orchestra of Alcohol, in That's English. It. In English.
That's it.
La Maravillosa Orquesta del Alcohol, La Moda, as you're called. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a bit about your band. We're going to find out about the great rise. We could call it a rise to fame.
I don't know that much, but yeah, we are rising, and that's great.
Well, you're on the way to selling out the Palacio de Deportes, mm-hmm. so...
That's not bad.
As you say in Spanish, no es moco de pavo, no? It's not turkey snot. Anyway, we're gonna learn about the band. Also, later on in the show, when it's just me, we're going to look at history, because today in 1927 that the Holland Tunnel opened. This is the tunnel in New York City that connects New York and New Jersey. And it was an incredible feat, un gran logro, an incredible feat. We're going to talk a little bit about that in our history section. We have some business to talk about and lots of music to cover, especially with today's guest, Jacobo Naya from La Moda. Let's get things started, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time. A por ello.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. And yes, we are live on Facebook today, as well as live on Twitter. You can participate in the show, as always, on Twitter. And today's guest, Jacobo Naya. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks.
And Jacobo, yeah, the crowd, the studio audience is just going wild in here today. Now, you are... You have a few shows coming up in Dublin and London.
Yes, in a few weeks.
So is this the first time you've played to an Anglo-Saxon audience with your band, La Moda?
No, not at all. We've been there before, a couple of years ago. But, and that's great to be back.
So when I started talking to your management, they said, yeah, we'll go. And then I said, but it'll be in English. And then they said, oh, Jacobo will go. So are you like the English spokesman for La Moda?
Maybe the fluid one.
Yeah.
But
the top English speaker.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah.
And you're also, you told me you're a Vaughan Radio listener sometimes. Is that right?
My mom was a great fan of you.
Oh, great.
But,
A fan of yours, we would actually say.
That's true.
Yeah, a fan of yours. Well, thank you.
Great quote.
Well, tell your mom I said hello. Maybe she's watching on Facebook.
I hope. And I knew your program, and that's it. I knew the radio and the material that you have and you make, and it's great.
Now, you are from Burgos, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not from Burgos.
I'm actually, the band is from Burgos, but I'm not from Burgos. I'm from the Northwest, from La Coruña. And Nacho and me, we are the only one that are not from Burgos.
They're not from Burgos.
From Madrid, yeah.
You're from Madrid?
No, Nacho's from Madrid, I'm from La Coruña.
From La Coruña, right,
yeah.
Okay. Now, how long has the band been together, La Moda?
Nearly 8 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been with them 6 years and 3 months now. Mm-hmm. And they had a couple of EPs before I joined them. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And it seems like you've enjoyed a recent increase in success, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone from a band that playing smaller venues to all of a sudden you got to go to Chicago, and I'm really curious about this process because you recorded with Steve Albini,
yeah,
who's one of the greatest producers
of all times
of all time. He worked with Nirvana. He worked with
PJ Harvey,
Pixies. Yeah, the Pixies. Jimmy Page, I think he recorded
well. Yeah.
I mean, so what's it like going into a studio with someone like Steve Albini?
It's like a dream come true. Actually, you spoke before about Luis, our manager, and I told him like a couple of years ago already, Luis, I need more dreams. Mm. Because it's getting bigger and bigger, and all that I dream of is coming true. And imagine just the idea to go to the United States and play over there. And to the radio, Ruido Fest, mm-hmm, it's called in Chicago over there, the fest we were to go, to do this venue, and just said, okay, we have three songs, then they're not actually just like La Moda, just to sound.
So they're a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a little more rock and roll, maybe?
Yeah, I'm a punky style. Mm-hmm. So Steve was the perfect guy to record that. I don't know.
And how did you get the connection to Steve Albini? How do you go? Do you just write to him and say, hey, we're this band,
yes,
from Spain. We'd like to work with you. And he listens to something and says yes or no?
Yeah. He has Taylor. He's the manager of the studio. He receives all the emails. Taylor liked the band, and he talked to Steve. Steve liked the band. We said that there was not like that mandolin thing that we were going to record over there, but, I don't know. He said, okay, come here. And it was great. In 2 days, we recorded the three songs. We mixed them. We had 3 days. The studio booked.
Okay.
But we only had two.
You only needed two?
Yeah.
So you banged it out. So what did you do on the third day?
Nothing.
Just relax.
Yeah.
It's done.
Just, I bought a guitar.
Go watch go watch a baseball game or something.
No, not at all. Some spend the day in Chicago, and I spend the day for buy a guitar, all 65 guitar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you play in the band, you play keyboard, you play banjo,
yep,
and you play guitar.
Yes.
And so what's the process like for you and the band, I guess, not just writing the song, but the instrumentation?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you all do together? You say, oh, I want to put the banjo in this part. And how do you fit the songs together?
Yeah, the thing is, David, our lead singer, mm-hmm, he brings like small idea of what could be a song, mm-hmm, and then with all together in the rehearsal room, we just bring all the ideas that melody, I don't know, bring us to what should be, and then I don't know, music speaks for itself, so
yeah,
it's easier than it could be.
And how much of an influence does the producer have then at this point? Does Steve Albini, for example, say, mm-hmm, no, that we don't want so much guitar there. We want more of this. We want more. Does he really influence the instrumentation choices as well?
Steve, particularly. That's correct.
Particularly, yeah.
Particularly. Uh-huh. Not at all. Actually, he has this mood that he's sound engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think just after the Nirvana in Utero album, he stopped producing albums.
Right.
So
he doesn't play the role of producer.
Not at all.
Okay. So he's not in there saying, he's not in there directing you.
No.
Okay.
He said, we tried, but he didn't accept it at all. And he says, it sounds great for me. Do you like it? Yes, I like it. Okay.
Okay.
That's great then.
Okay.
So, in the studio, you have arguing many stuff please put some reverb on this drum because we thought that it would be great. Oh, yeah, great. He put the plugin on, not at all, but he puts me this reverb and sounds great for me. Do you like it? Yes, we like it. Okay.
So he's an easy guy to work with.
Yeah.
He's agreeable.
Yeah, that's true. That's
agreeable.
True.
That's a good word for him.
Agreeable. Yeah, okay. Like it.
Okay. Now, so we are joined today by Jacobo Naya from the band La Moda. For those of you just tuning in here on Vaughn Radio, and you can find us today also streaming live on Facebook. Yes, hello to our friends out there on Facebook, but we're also on my good old-fashioned Twitter. I don't know. Do you use Twitter?
But not me, but the band.
The band does.
Yeah,
because I actually tweeted about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're ready for a little challenge, if you're familiar with the show, you might know this one. Why don't we go ahead with today's Twitter translation?
Twitter translation.
What was that? Off microphone, he says, hold on, these are tricky.
Yeah. This one sounded a bit tricky.
They're not easy. Okay, so the way this works is you got to write in. Hay que mandarnos un tweet. Now, Tino, if they want to participate, how can they find us on Twitter?
Oye, que Kyle se aburre. Tuiteale, @IMKileMillar, o lo que es lo mismo, @IMKyleMiller.
Yes, that's right. So my name is Kyle Miller, but here they call me Kile. Kile Millar. So you can write in, I'm Kyle Miller. Now, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Hagas lo que hagas, ten cuidado. Hagas lo que hagas, ten cuidado. All right? So tell me how to say that in English. We'll give the folks at home a little time. Is this an easy one or a tough one? Jacobo?
I don't know if there's a false friend over there or not.
Okay.
But I think this... It could be easy. I don't know.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that a little bit later. You see, I was planning today, we only have a half an hour, so we'll keep it focused on the interview, mm-hmm. but you'll have to come back another time and I'll put you to the test.
No, please. Right?
Next time.
Okay.
All right. But, hey, what we could do is a little bit of vocabulary. Maybe you can help me out with this. Let's look at some vocabulary today. We're going to talk about music. Since Jacobo is here with us today. And how do you say la batería in English?
Drums?
The drums, sure.
The drums, okay.
The drums. Yeah. The drums, and the guy who plays is the?
Drummer.
The drummer, sure. Who's your drummer?
Caleb Melguizo.
Is he a good drummer?
He's a good drummer.
All right. And then you have los teclados.
¿Se hace that?
Yeah.
Keyboard.
Yeah, there we go. There's the keyboard.
Yeah.
In fact, we have one in the studio.
Yeah.
We have one. Sometimes Richard, my boss, plays it sometimes. Teclados. Y el bajo. El
bass,
bajo.
Guitar.
The bass. Exactly. Bass. El bajo.
And the contrabajo, the double bass.
Double bass.
I like
that
one.
That's right. The double bass. And we have another word. If you say B, now bass is spelled B-A-S-S, right? Mm-hmm. But B-A-S-S can also be lubina.
Oh, that's great. I didn't
Pero aquí
know.
No tocamos la lubina. No, we're not playing the bass. No, but we're playing the so bass it can be bass de bajo or it can be bass de lubina, type of fish.
I didn't know that.
Bass and bass. Yeah. Now, un bolo.
A gig.
A gig. a gig.
What's the difference between gig and
Los Bolos.
venue?
Los Bolos.
Ah, okay. So that's okay. So a gig is like the little is a little concert, but the venue mm-hmm. is el local.
Ah, okay.
Tenemos un bolo en el local, no sé qué. We have a gig in a big venue in a small venue. You've got a big gig coming up.
Yes, we have.
Is it your biggest, the one in Madrid, will this be your biggest gig ever?
Yes.
So far?
Yeah. And it's the biggest at all in the story of, in the history of the band.
Of the band.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know. There are more than 10,000 tickets sold already.
Now we're talking about, by the way, I'm going to put this on camera here so folks can see it. This is your latest full length, right? Salva Vida.
Yep.
Is the record from La Moda from Jacobo's band. And you have, you're pretty, well, 10,000, you're pretty close to selling out the Palacio de Deportes. Is it sold out yet?
No. I think it's 15.
Okay.
15,000, yeah.
So there are still some tickets. There are still tickets left, right?
Yeah. Not on the floor, but yeah, all the, I know how you say.
On the sides.
Yeah, on the sides. On the sides there are plenty of seats.
But now after the show, people are going to, oh, I heard you on Vaughn Radio, and they're going to rush down and buy 5,000 tickets.
I hope so.
Right? Okay. All right. So, so that'll be on December 1st,
yes.
Right? At the Palacio de Deportes.
Yes.
In Madrid.
Saturday.
Perfect night.
Yeah, why not?
Perfect night.
Yeah, for a great gig.
So what was the planning behind that gig? I mean, you've played smaller venues, and was it just sort of an ambitious goal to say we're going to book it and try to make it happen, or how did you get to be playing?
I don't know. The last time we played in Madrid, our concert for ourselves, it was in La Riviera, mm-hmm. and there were three nights, and they were like in less than a month, sold out. So, I don't know, maybe it's 1,800.
1,800,
yeah.
But so you need a bigger place.
Yeah, we need a bigger place. And it was, why not? I wasn't at all with the idea, but my bandmates and our manager were confident about it, so...
Are you excited about it now?
Really?
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at a couple more. A couple more words. How do you say clavija? So you have on it. We have a guitar right here.
Yeah.
Thanks to the magic of Facebook, the magic of video. We have my boss's guitar, and you have the clavija, right? Which is the
tuner or the peg?
Yeah.
Peg
nice.
Tuning peg.
But and you say in Spanish afinar, right?
Sí.
Afinarlo, to
tune.
To tune. Perfect. And now in a song you have the estrofa, right?
Yeah.
Estrofa.
Yeah.
Oh, Tino, do you know that one, Tino? Estrofa. In English, Tino's like, how do we say that?
Estrofa, joder.
Because you have los
the bridge,
estribillos, right? Estribillo is like the chorus, and then you have the verse.
Ah, the verse.
The verse. Yeah, first verse. Yeah, first second thing. Verse.
The bridge.
Yeah.
And the chorus, yeah, sure.
Like when James Brown, he would yell, take me to the bridge. take me to the bridge, he'd say, right?
Yeah.
And then he'd go into the bridge, right? And he'd start dancing.
Yeah.
Take me to the bridge. James Brown. They called him the hardest working man in show business.
Yes.
But maybe you guys are the hardest working guys in Madrid, in Spanish show business right now.
We do work a lot. That's true. That's true.
Of course you do.
And we rehearse a lot. Even we are in the middle or the beginning or late in the tour. And we don't have no main level or any level or, that is giving us any support at all.
Yeah, you just
so
go
we
out
do
and,
it ourselves.
You go out and work for it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And because we are seven musicians, we do an extra music work to keep all working.
Extra side projects, you mean?
No, not at all. But, that may maybe a couple of us we do all this stuff, but but the production of the gigs on the tour, I don't know, all the Twitter, Facebook,
right,
all that stuff, the design of the
that's you
albums,
guys. That's you guys,
all that.
Yeah, because
the merchandising, all that stuff.
Because I suppose the economics, you treat your band is your, this is your employment, right? This is your business. So you, when you treat it like a business, you have to find ways to make it viable.
Yep.
And with seven people, it's maybe more challenging than with three people or four people.
It is.
So you become, I guess, a musician, but also, like you say, doing design work, doing scheduling things, driving the bus or whatever.
Yeah, sure,
right?
sure. We do that. Mm-hmm. We do all that stuff. And we carry our stuff. I don't know. This is what we have to do. And we like to do it like that.
That's good.
A family business, man.
That's good. Now, we have a little challenge. We have a little challenge for you. I mentioned this. We could do... Tino, do we have our Guess Who today? Why don't we do this? Are you ready for another little challenge, Jacobo?
I'll try it.
All right, we're gonna play a little sound bite, and then we'll try to guess what it is, okay? We call this Guess Who. Guess Who.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
As a child, I was influenced by all that. Country music, gospel, rhythm and blues. Do you know who it is? It's okay if you don't.
No,
it's okay if you don't.
It's familiar.
It's familiar. It's an old guy. He's no longer alive. And he has a southern accent. Gospel, rhythm, and blues. Well, think about it. We'll let our listeners write in on Twitter, and they can answer and they can comment. And in fact, we have Promo Sin Fronteras sending a tweet here, a picture of us, of you and I in action here.
Yeah.
But hey, why don't we take a look at some music? Let's look at some of your music in a section we call It's in the Music.
It's in the Music.
Yes, it's in the Music. And I want to talk about your song, Saturday's Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Héroes del Sábado. Is this your most famous song? Your most commercially successful song?
I don't know. One thing that it happens with our band, I think, I don't know. There are like many different songs that had been very successful for different reasons, I think, and for different audience also.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to Colombia and to Mexico recently, there's one called Una Canción Para Decirte Quiero. Mm-hmm. It's the fourth one, I think, in this album.
Mm-hmm.
That is, the success over there is great. It's like, it's huge for them.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Spain, okay, it's great, but it's not as big as Saturday Heroes.
No, but probably nobody's ever called it that. But I was expecting you to laugh or be surprised when I said that. But yeah, okay. It's the guy from Vaughn Radio. He's going to call it Saturday's Heroes. I was debating either Heroes of Saturday or I think it sounds better. Saturday's Heroes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's like Saturday's Night Fever, I think.
No, it's Saturday like, Night Fever. Saturday's Heroes. Yeah,
but I like disco. Myself.
Yeah.
So it's fine for me.
Cool. All right. So let's take a look. It says the song starts off, Van por ahí, los héroes del sábado. They go there. Saturday. This is my translation. Mm-hmm. They go there. Saturday's heroes. They're going to try it one time. If they're hurt today, they're going to try it one time. They're here now. Saturday's heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm going to get up. Voy a levantar. Hoy me voy a levantar. Aunque sea por los árboles. Even for the trees. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Relucientes bajo el sol. Gleaming in the sun.
That's a good one.
Do you want to read the English? I'll read the Spanish. Let's do it this way. I'll read the Spanish, you read the English.
No,
How about that?
That's Italians.
Si pudieras escalar la colina y observar.
If you could climb the hill and see.
Con perspectiva, para ganar claridad.
With perspective, to gain clarity.
Imposible ser neutral sobre un tren en movimiento.
Impossible to be neutral on a moving train.
Estas calles son distintas de aquí. No se va al invierno.
The streets are different. Winter doesn't come here.
Van por ahí, los héroes del sábado.
They go there, Saturday's hero.
Yeah. Cool, we could read more, but we only have about a minute to go, Jacobo.
Yeah, that's true.
But I want to thank you, so much for coming in. And why don't we go out? Tino, do we have time to play the song Ni Un Minuto Más? This is a 2-minute song. can we fit that in? Ni un minuto más. Can we play that song as we go out?
It's Altamira. It's called...
I think it's the second
one of the EP.
Okay. So I want to thank you for coming, Jacobo. I hope you can come back again. We'll have a bit more time.
Thank you very much.
We'll do some challenges together as well. It was a real pleasure. Again, Jacobo Naya. And the song... This is the new song.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is Altamira, right?
Yeah, it's Altamira. I don't know if it's... like some brackets, and it says Ni Un Minuto Más.
Ni Un Minuto Más.
Because it's like the chorus. It's repeating all that.
It's a cool song. So this is one you recorded with Steve Albini.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. I'm going to be back in a few minutes with the next half hour of the show. But big thanks to Jacobo. Good luck with your big tour in the UK and Ireland.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And we'll see you in Madrid.
Hope so.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Que cualquier pensamiento será desarticulado por la velocidad de nuestro tiempo hasta quedar reducido a garabato en las paredes de Altamira o de la cárcel. Me niego a cuestionarme ni una sola vez más.
¿Quieres un curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium? No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un programa de formación intensa y global durante 3 meses, diseñado específicamente para alumnos de todos los niveles que disponen de un tiempo limitado para aprender el idioma. Al finalizar, habrás ganado soltura y confianza con el inglés para enfrentarte a situaciones reales. Aumenta la comprensión auditiva, el aspecto clave para hacerte con cualquier idioma. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Infórmate en el 91133-5833 91-133-5833.
Papi, ¿cuánto falta para el verano? ¿Me vas a apuntar a un campamento este año? Porfi, porfi, porfi. ¿Es verano ya? ¿No? ¿Y ahora? ¡Papi!
Venga, hija, déjalo ya y comete el pavo.
Con los Weekend Camps de Vaughan, tus hijos no tienen que esperar al verano para ir a un campamento de inglés. ¿Sabías que celebramos campamentos temáticos de fin de semana? Y este mes nos toca Thanksgiving, de ahí lo del pavo. El Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving supone una inmersión completa en inglés para que tus hijos aprovechen los días sin cole y sigan practicando su inglés. Regálales una experiencia inolvidable que te agradecerán toda la vida. Apúntalos ya a nuestro Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
My parents took me to classes. They thought it was good for my future. I didn't know it, but I realized that I had an advantage against other people. At the beginning it was hard.
Be like Jesús. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
En 3 meses puedes hacer muchas cosas. Puedes ponerte cachas en el gimnasio.
Hola, guapa.
Ig, te has pasado un poco, ¿no?
O también puedes hacer un curso trimestral en Vaughan. En solo 3 meses verás cómo tu inglés da un importante salto de calidad. Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. La matrícula ya está abierta. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y nuestros compañeros te informarán de la solución Vaughan que mejor se adapte a tus objetivos y a tu bolsillo. Y no te preocupes, hablan español.
I'm 100% Spanish. I began learning English when I was about 10, and I just fell in love with it, with language. I can't remember a time when I didn't speak English, and that's what I like about it so much.
Be like Elena. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Elige la modalidad que mejor se adapte a ti en formato intensivo una vez por semana y certifícate con Vaughan. Infórmate en Madrid en el 911-335-833.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Folks, welcome back to the Drive Time Show here on Vaughan Radio. It's time for our second half hour. You're listening, of course, to 100.4 FM in Madrid, or maybe you're in Valencia, 104.7, or Bilbao, 97.3, Santander. So many places where you can tune in and enjoy Vaughan Radio. And I want to thank our guest today, Jacobo Naya, the multi-instrumentalist from the band La Moda, who was with us in our first half hour, and a guy who speaks great English and is part of a great band who are really making waves. They're doing some great things. They have some great music, and they're going to be performing a bunch of shows coming up in Spain in the next few months, including a big show at the Palacio de Deportes on December 1st. There are still some tickets available. They also just got back from Mexico, from touring Mexico, and they're going to England and Ireland in the next couple weeks, later this month, in fact. So it's great to see a new band that is, not new. They've been together, like Jacobo was saying, for 10 years, but working for it and starting to see the fruits of their labor, starting to see it pay off, which is wonderful. Anyway, one thing we didn't do at the start of the show is we never really warmed up, did we, Tino? We never warmed up. Now, we did our Twitter translation. The sentence today was, haga lo que hagas, ten cuidado. Cuidado. So we have people writing in about that, and we're going to comment on that in a few minutes, in unos minutos. But first, let's take a step into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
All right, now that you're awake, let's work on the ways together, okay? So give me really good posture, and don't tell me you can't do this, because, see, I know you can. Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, yes, the warm-up gym. I'm going to give you a few sentences in Spanish. Yo en español y tú luego en inglés. ¿Vale? Okay. Okay. Muy bien. Okay. 10 sentences. How about this? Number one. No andes tan deprisa. Oye, no andes tan deprisa. Don't walk so fast. No andes tan deprisa. Don't walk so fast. Number two, se tarda 10 minutos en cruzar el río. It takes 10 minutes to cross the river. It takes 10 minutes to cross the river. The river, el río. Number three. ¿Quién va a recogerlos? ¿Quién va a recogerlos? Who is going to pick them up? ¿Quién va a recogerlos? Who's going to pick them up? Hey, Tino, pero ¿quién va a recogerlos? No sé. Who's going to pick them up?
Number mismo.
Muy bien. Muy bien. Very good. Thank you. Number four. Dile que me llame. Tell him to call me. Dile que me llame. Tell
ring,
him.
Ring, ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Tell him to. Now, notice how we link these words together. Tell him to. Tell him to. Tell him to call me. Tell him to call me. Number five. Funciona? Does it work? Pero funciona? Oye, funciona? Oh no. Does it work? Number six. Nos conocemos bien. Nos conocemos bien. We know each other well. Claro. Nos conocemos bien. Like Tino and I. Nos conocemos bien.
Bien.
Mm-hmm. We know each other well. We know each other well. Nos conocemos bien. He knows me. I know him. We know each other. These are the reflexive pronouns, right? I know him. He knows me. We know each other. If you're watching on Facebook now, we have people watching on Facebook, and they can see that I am pointing at myself. I'm pointing at myself. Now, I don't know. Can people see you, Tino? ¿Te pueden ver? Okay, so Tino's in the wind. Can you do me a favor, Tino? Please, can you please point at yourself? Please. Okay, so what is he doing, folks? Tino is pointing at himself. I am pointing. Muy bien. Sigue. I'm pointing at myself. He's pointing at himself. And Tino and I, ¿qué estamos haciendo? We're pointing at ourselves. We're pointing at ourselves. Now, Tino, can you please point at me? Okay, now he's pointing at me, and I'm pointing at him. We are pointing at each other. Ah, amigo. Yeah, we're pointing at each other. Okay, there you go. So I'm pointing at myself, he's pointing at himself, we're pointing at ourselves. Nuestros mismos, right? Ourselves. Nosotros mismos. Yes, we're pointing at ourselves. And then we have me to him and him to me would be each other. So nos conocemos bien. We know each other well. We know each other well. And number seven. Nos conocemos desde hace años. It's true. Es cierto. We've known each other for years. Pero años. Ocho años, Tino? We've known each other for years. We've known each other for 8 years. Probably. We have known each other for years. I know him. I have known him for 8 years. Okay? Number nine already? Let me see. Number nine. Nos queda mucho tiempo. Es que nos queda mucho tiempo. We have a lot of time left. Nos queda mucho tiempo. We have a lot of time left. Nos queda mucho tiempo. Mucho tiempo. Number 10. This is true. Eso es cierto. Trato de controlar mis gastos. Pero a veces es difícil, ¿eh? Trato de controlar. I try to control my expenses. Trato de hacerlo. I try to control my expenses. I try to control my expenses. Tino, I'm in such a good mood today. I'm in a generous mood today. I feel like doing some extra. Un par de frases más, ¿vale? Un par de frases good. Más. Okay. Al menos podrías darme una oportunidad. You could at least give me a chance. Por lo menos, ¿eh? Al menos podrías, at least, right? You could at least give me a chance. Come on, you could at least give me a chance. Number 12, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Bonus questions here. No me gustaría estar en tu lugar. No me gustaría. I wouldn't like to be in your place. No me gustaría estar en tu lugar. I wouldn't like to be in your place. I wouldn't like to be in your place. That's our sentence. That's our last sentence, the last one. Okay. We're all warmed up now. We're halfway through the show. But I just want to thank once again our guest today, Jacobo Naya. The band is called La Moda. And it was pretty cool hearing that new Ni Un Minuto Más is the latest, I guess it's the latest single from their EP, which is called Altamira. And it just recently came out, recorded by the great Steve Albini. And it was very cool to talk to Jacobo about the experience of working with Steve Albini, a legendary producer. But like he said, Steve Albini at this time was just he recorded the album. He didn't really produce it, but he recorded it. But a legendary producer who had done the most famous Nirvana albums, for example, had worked with Jimmy Page and Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, but on separate projects. PJ Harvey, a lot of big names in music. This is the full-length album. It's called Salvavidas, but the new single produced by Steve Albini is out now. Altamira is the name of that one. Anyway, we're going to go ahead. Why don't we take a look at an expression? How about today's expression of the day?
Expression of the day.
Our expression of the day today is break a leg. Break a leg. So it's like romper una pierna. But no, we don't. But in English, break a leg is our way of wishing someone good luck before they go on stage. So, yeah, you say, hey, break a leg. So in Spanish, you say mucha mierda, right? Mucha mierda. This is it's the idea that wishing someone good luck, if you're superstitious, will, if you're superstitious, like Tino, very superstitious, right? Tino, he'll never walk under a ladder. He'll never pass the, in fact, it was just today that someone was telling me passing the salt. El sal, you can't put it, you don't pass it into their hand. Have you heard that one, Tino? Si das sal a alguien, you don't put it in their hand, you have to put it on the table. Superstitions. Do you believe in superstitions, folks? Anyway, so the idea is if you say good luck, then they'll have bad luck. So you say mucha mierda in Spanish or in English, break a leg. So you're going on stage, hey, break a leg. So for our guest today, Jacobo, after he left, well, I was just talking to him in the hallway and I said, hey, good. I said, on December 1st, break a leg. Good luck. But yeah, it's a way of saying good luck. Wishing someone good luck, we say break a leg. Okay, so that's our expression of the day, break a leg. All right, we're going to go back now to some of our responses. People are writing in on Twitter. Vamos a ver. Let's see what they're saying on Twitter. By the way, we are still on Facebook, everybody. We're streaming live on Facebook. Hello. Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the stream today. Personally, I'm not commenting, but we do have someone commenting on the Facebook stream today, right, Tino? Yes. Still, even now. Yes. So ask any questions you may have. We'll do our best to answer your questions. And here we have our sentence. Hagas lo que hagas, ten cuidado. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Hagas lo que hagas, ten cuidado. And let's see. We have a lot of people writing in. Whatever you do, be careful. Yeah, that was Catalina. Whatever you do, be careful. And then she said, and don't touch that dial, which is my own little saying. But yes, whatever you do, be careful. Or, yeah, whatever you do, watch out, said Joaquin. Whatever you do, hagas lo que hagas, whatever you do. Okay. But we have another way of saying this. Everyone is saying whatever you do, which is fine. But we can also say no matter. No matter what you do, hagas lo que hagas, whatever you do, or no matter what you do, ten cuidado, be careful. So tener cuidado in English, to be careful. We don't say to have care, right? We say be careful. So we have a lot of people writing in. Free Spirit writes in and says, have a great show, Kyle, and an outstanding evening. Well, thank you very much. So lots of people writing in. We have Jaime, whatever you do, be careful. Belen Gonzalez is with us. Hey, Belen, nice to hear from you. No matter what you do, be careful. Oninche, whatever you do, be careful. Thanks, Oninche, our good friend from the País Vasco. Oninche. Ana, hagas lo que hagas, ten cuidado, be careful, whatever you do. Or no matter what you do. Very good, I like that one. No matter. No matter what you do, no matter. Good. Okay, lots of people writing in. And Adrian has a question. He says, Kyle, if you have a big gig, un bolo muy grande, if you have a big gig and it's your biggest one, just like Jacobo from La Moda, if the biggest one, he said, could we call it the giggest? No, because the giggest. No, although that's a great word. I like that. We're going to play our giggest this weekend. No, because the gig is a noun. Es un sustantivo. It's not an adjective. We can't modify that. He says, yeah, just joking, but I couldn't resist sharing this cool expression. I like that, Adrian. That's a cool expression. That is a good expression. 5 points for inventing a cool expression. Now, also, earlier on in the show, we had our guess who. Could we hear that one more time, Tino, that track? And we have some people guessing the track. Let's hear that again.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
All right, so there you go. He's talking about his influences, country music, country western, bluegrass music. He said, I was always influenced by those styles. And that's this very southern, it's a southern accent. And of course, we have, or our buddy Born to Iron Man says, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Yeah, yeah, it was indeed. It was Elvis, El Rey, the king. And it was, in fact, Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. Maybe we should hear it. Could we hear that one more time, Tino? Let's put it on one more time.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
So yeah, country music and gospel and rhythm and blues. So R&B, the traditional R&B music was rhythm and blues, and that was the often by black artists in the United States and in the southern U.S. And it was those early R&B acts, the rhythm and blues acts, that influenced Elvis, right, who was speaking there. That was the voice of Elvis Presley. So the early R&B acts that influenced Elvis and also the Rolling Stones. You know, the Rolling Stones will talk about artists like Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, these early R&B acts that that had a certain sound that when it made its way over to England, to the UK, and young kids like a young Mick Jagger, a young Keith Richards went out buying records and discovered this music, they said, wow, this is pretty cool. And they took this sort of southern, primarily black rhythm and blues music, adapted it into the early versions of rock and roll. So people like Elvis Presley and who emerged in the 50s, and the Rolling Stones, who emerged in the late, well, I guess early 60s, and the Beatles as well, late 50s, 1959, they will all credit these early R&B acts as being the foundation of rock and roll. So coming from blues, coming rhythm and blues, R&B, rhythm and blues. And that's the origin of it all. So an interesting quote there from the king of rock and roll, the one and only Elvis Presley. All right. We have Jessica has a good one. Says, hagas lo que hagas, ponte bragas. Sure. All right. Good one. All right. We're going to push forward, everybody. Oh, yes. It is that time. Why don't we take a look at an adjective, everybody? How about today's awesome adjective?
A, amazing.
B,
beautiful.
C,
cheap.
D,
dirty.
E,
expensive.
F,
friendly.
G,
good.
H,
happy.
I,
interesting.
J,
jealous.
Awesome adjectives.
Awesome adjectives. I can't believe it. Awesome adjective. Today's awesome adjective is catchy. Do you know that one, Tino? Catchy. You say pegadizo, no? Catchy, a catchy. Oh, what a catchy tune. What a catchy song. Catchy. C-A-T-C-H-Y. Catchy. Catchy. A catchy tune. A catchy song. Okay? And, yeah, catchy. So, exactly. That was me doing a version of the Sultans of Swing, right? Because it's so catchy. And, yeah, catchy. C-A-T-C-H-Y. That's our awesome adjective. All right. Now, we have just a couple minutes before we take our next break. Why don't we go with another challenge? Otro reto. Otro reto. No me lo puedo creer. Yes, let's do another challenge. How about today's interrogative challenge?
Interrogative challenge.
Oh my gosh, it's the interrogative challenge, everybody. The most challenging 3 minutes in Spanish radio. I can't believe it, it's the interrogative challenge. The crowd goes wild.
Te doy la respuesta y tú la pregunta.
En voz alta. Out loud. Okay, number one. They're from Chicago. Where are they from? Where are they from? Number two, the band formed in Burgos. Where did the band form? Where did the band form? Where did the band get together? Where did they form? Number three, he plays keyboards and the banjo. What instruments does he play? What instruments does he play? Number four. We're going to call it number four. Jacobo has been in the band for 6.5 years. How long has Jacobo been in the band? Yeah, our guest from earlier today, Jacobo Naya, has been in the band La Moda for 6 years. How long has Jacobo been in the band? Number five, the band has been together for 8 years. How long has the band been together? How long has the band been together? Number six, they're playing at the Palacio de Deportes on December 1st.
when are they playing at the Palacio de Deportes? Hey, when are they playing at the Palacio de Deportes? So they're playing at the Palacio de Deportes on December 1st. In December, on, fíjate, in the month, on the day. In December, on the 1st of December. Number 7. Yes, there are still some tickets left. Are there still any tickets left? Hey, are there still... ¿Quedan entradas? Are there still any tickets left? Are there still any tickets left? Number 8. Number 8. They'll be traveling to Ireland and to England. Where will they be traveling to? Where will they be traveling to? Number 9. They recorded their last album in Chicago. Where did they record their last album? Hey, where did they record their last album? And finally, number 10, they recorded their last album with Steve Albini. Who did they record their last album with? ¿Con quién? Who did they record their last album with? Notice we put the word with at the end, el with al final. Who did they record their last album with? Oh, they recorded it with Steve Albini, legendary recorder and producer, Steve Albini. And of course, I was referring to the band La Moda, who visited in a first half hour, Jacobo Naya. And check out their new CD. It's great. And they'll be playing in Madrid on December 1st. We're going to take a break. I'll be back, though. I'll be back in just a few minutes. So please, don't touch that dial.
¿Quieres un curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium? No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un programa de formación intensa y global durante 3 meses, diseñado específicamente para alumnos de todos los niveles que disponen de un tiempo limitado para aprender el idioma. Al finalizar, habrás ganado soltura y confianza con el inglés para enfrentarte a situaciones reales. Aumenta la comprensión auditiva, el aspecto clave para hacerte con cualquier idioma. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Infórmate en el 911335833. 911335833.
I studied English in school when I was able to understand them without translating in my mind what they were saying. That's when I said, wow, since I have a daughter, we try
be to like Sol. As be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaughan.com.
Ven a los talleres de Vaughan que realizamos en nuestras delegaciones. Ahora puedes probar el método Vaughan gratis. Sí, como lo has oído, gratis. Apúntate a los talleres. Próximos talleres en Vigo, Barcelona, Zaragoza y Valladolid. Nuestros talleres gratis. Prueba el método Vaughan gratis.
I'm 100% Spanish. I began learning English when I was about 10. And I just fell in love with it, with language. I can't remember a time when I didn't speak English, and that's what I like about it so much.
Be like Elena. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaughan.com.
¿No tienes planes para el sábado? Te proponemos un planazo.
Un día entero hablando en inglés, con gente de lo más interesante de todas partes del mundo, en un hotel precioso con desayuno y comida incluidos. No suena mal, ¿no? Si estás buscando un plan para el sábado que verdaderamente te ayude con tu inglés, ven a Daytown. Descubrirás que en solo un día puedes mejorar tu comprensión auditiva y, sobre todo, tu confianza para comunicarte en inglés. Próxima convocatoria, el 24 de noviembre en Madrid. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com o en el 911335833.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91 133